Iraqi security sources say the army, backed by Sunni tribesmen and Shia volunteers, have managed to take control of around 50% of the city of Tikrit. An Iraqi army colonel said they have surrounded ISIL terrorists, that is, in the city center. The unnamed source said they are advancing slowly due to the large number of terrorist-planted explosives. The official added that 6 soldiers were killed and nearly 11 wounded in an ISIL car bomb attack in the western parts of the city. Tikrit is considered radio strategic because it sits on the road to the ISIL stronghold Mosul. Meanwhile, Iraq's top Shia cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, is urging the government to step up support for Shia volunteer forces fighting alongside the army against ISIL terrorists. To discuss that further, I'm joined with Mr. Saad al-Mutallabi, who is with the State of Law Coalition, and he's joining us live now from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. Mr. Mutallabi, how do you feel about the fight for Tikrit at this point? Are you positive?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, it's the first time in putting on the test the finding a public mobilization that's made of both Sunnis and Shia. And they are fighting together in the city of Tikrit, taking most of the city. And they are advancing, but the advance is very slow because of the booby-trapped cars and booby-trapped IEDs that were left on the side roads. So the advance is very slow, but they are moving ahead. Al-Jabur, in particular, a major Sunni tribe, is now a part of the public mobilization alongside the Shia brothers that came from the south. So now we cannot say there's a Shiite fighter and a Sunni tribesman. We have only now the public mobilization, which is consisted of both sides of the sectarian divide, fighting side by side. Today there was a high-level delegation from State of Law, from the Parliament, to visit Tikrit and to overlook and oversee the battles that are going there, and to see whatever they need. Of course, the marja'iyya, the clergymen, have emphasized the importance of supporting the public mobilization and providing them with what they need, with support, military or otherwise. I think from my latest telephone calls and communication with our friends at the battlefields, things are moving ahead quite well. We are giving the those who were part of ISIL the last call for surrender. Otherwise, they will be treated as ISIL, and there will be no mercy to any persons or tribesmen or any part of affiliation to be part of ISIL. When they are met with the Iraqi army, they will definitely be treated as ISIL combatant, and they will be dealt there and then.
Right, Mr. Mutallabi, you know, it's interesting that the Western media keeps warning about the sectarian divide, which you've spoken of, and rightly so, that there is actually Muslim unity right now when it comes to the fight, especially over Tikrit. Who does it benefit, do you think, to keep this narrative of a sectarian divide in Iraq going?
Well, there are major political parties in Iraq that are only thrives through sectarian divide. Without sectarianism, they will be completely forgotten. Turkey, Saudi Arabia are the main culprits in this, in supporting those sectarians that want Iraq to remain a sectarian divide. But what's the events in Tikrit and moving ahead to Mosul and Anbar, they prove that the Iraqi people have had enough of those sectarian politicians and moving as one body, fighting in both sides of Anbar province and in Salah ad-Din province.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But as always, of course, we appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Saad al-Mutallabi, who was speaking to us live from Baghdad.